Won't you stand if you can for the reading of our text coming from the book of 1 Kings chapter 20 verses 26 through 30 from the New King James Version. So it was in the spring of the year that Ben-Hadad mustered the Syrians and went up to Aphek to fight against Israel. And the children of Israel were mustered and given provisions, and they went against them. Now the children of Israel encamped before them like two little flocks of goats, while the Syrians filled the countryside. Then a man of God came and spoke to the king of Israel and said, "Thus says the Lord, because the Syrians have said, 'The Lord is God of the hills, but he is not God of the valleys,' therefore I will deliver all this great multitude into your hand, and you shall know that I am the Lord." And they encamped opposite each other for 7 days. So it was that on the 7th day the battle was joined, and the children of Israel killed 100,000 foot soldiers of the Syrians in 1 day. But the rest fled to Aphek into the city. Then a wall fell on 27,000 of the men who were left. And Ben-Hadad fled and went into the city, into an inner chamber. This is the word of God for the people of God. Amen. If I had to tag this text, I would tag it undefeated. Undefeated. In our text for this morning, Israel is in a valley. Once again, she's surrounded by the enemy and waiting to be attacked. You see, the year before, King Ben-Hadad had brought 32 kings and their armies against her. And God gave the children of Israel a miraculous victory. It's now spring and Ben-Hadad is back. Because that's what the enemy does. He's relentless. He just keeps coming at us. One of Ben-Hadad's servants had convinced him that they lost the first time around because Israel's God is God of the mountains. And that if they could just get Israel down in the valley, they could win. Because Israel's God is not the God of the valley. Here they were. Down in the valley, surrounded by the enemy. The text says that the Syrians filled the countryside and that Israel was so outnumbered that compared to the Syrians, they looked like two little flocks of goats. The Syrians believed that they could defeat Israel if they could just get Israel in the valley. I want you to know this morning that our enemy believes the same thing about us. But I stop by to let you know that whether you're on the mountaintop or in the valley, like the children of Israel, you will not be defeated. If you're in the valley this morning, surrounded by the enemy, outnumbered and feeling like a little flock of goats in the face of overwhelming problems, I want you to know this morning that you are and you will remain undefeated. A valley is a low point in your life. It could be relational, emotional, financial, spiritual. And sometimes it's so low that you can't even tell others how low it is. A valley can be discouragement. A valley can be depression. A valley can be doubt, thinking you'll never get through a problem. Life is moving in a direction you don't want to go in. You wonder where in the world God is taking you in your life. A valley can be sickness, loss, unemployment, the result of a bad decision. You got married. You hooked up with the wrong one. God told you to stay away from Boom Shikwa. He told you not to mess with Ray Ray. But no, you just had to have that, and look at you now. You're still paying for the price for that decision. That's a valley. You made a bad financial decision. You weren't a good steward of what God had given you, and you're still trying to dig yourself out of the hole you dug. That's a valley. You smoked and you drank and you did all the things the Surgeon General told you were bad for your health, and now the chickens are coming home to roost. That's a valley. You're sick, or a loved one is sick and struggling to get well. You sat at the bedside of a loved one for days praying that they would live, and they didn't. You go home day after day after day to a mean, ornery, unhelpful, unpleasant, nasty individual, and your life is a living hell. Nobody knows the trouble you're in. Bills are due and you can't pay, and the mailbox is full of past due notices. You don't look like what you're going through. Those are all valleys. Stick your valley situation in there, wherever it is, whatever it is, and the message to you this morning is still the same. You are and you will remain undefeated. It will not take you down. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you some things this text teaches. First, let me tell you some things about the enemy. Our enemy always underestimates our God. And therefore, our enemy always underestimates us. In our text, the Syrians believe that our God is God of the mountains, but not God of the valley. So the enemy always thinks that if he can just get you in the valley, he can defeat you. When we're in the valley, the enemy will do everything he can to convince us that God cannot be good to us in the valley, and certainly can't be as good to us as he was when we were on top of the mountain. When we're in the valley, the enemy will try to convince us that God is not sovereign, that he is not in control, and that he doesn't care. When we're in the valley, the enemy will do everything he can to convince us that we're so outnumbered that we can't win, and we'll throw in the towel. When we're in the valley, the enemy will do everything he can to convince us that God is absent. But let me tell you why. Even when you're in the valley, you will not be defeated. Because our God finds a way to bless us, even when we're in the valley. It's not a good time when we're in the valley, but because God is so good, there's stuff that happens in the valley that will not and cannot happen anywhere else. Your theology, what you believe about God, is birthed in the valley. Yes, it is. In the valley, God draws closer to you, and you discover who our God really is and that he does really care for you. The text says that in the valley, the Israelites were given provisions. That was God. Our God still provides in the valley. He still sustains us in the valley. He protects us in the valley. He makes ways out of no ways in the valley. He bears our burdens in the valley. You learn to rejoice in the Lord in the valley. You learn to be truly grateful for little things in the valley. You learn to lean and depend on the Lord in the valley. You don't learn that on the mountain. You learn that in the valley. Our God blesses us even in the valley. And guess what? When we come out of the valley with our undefeated selves, our mountaintop experience is that much more glorious. Let me give you another reason we are and will remain undefeated. Let me show you what the text tells us about our God. Our God is Yahweh, the eternal, self-existent one, the one who is with us, the one who never changes, the one who is a personal God. He'll show up for 1,000, but he'll show up just for you. In the text, Yahweh sends an unnamed prophet to speak a word to the king of Israel. The prophet tells the king, "Thus says the Lord, because the Syrians have said the Lord is God of the hills, but he is not God of the valleys, therefore, I will deliver all this great multitude into your hand, and you shall know that I am the Lord." Listen to what God said. God said, "Therefore, I will deliver all this great multitude into your hand, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Not that they shall know, but that you shall know. Our God comes to our rescue and delivers us from the hand of the enemy and does not stand idly by and allow us to be defeated, because he wants you and me to know who he is. He wants you and me to know he cares for us. It's personal. He cares about you and he cares about me. Therefore, we are and we will remain undefeated. Our God, Yahweh, he is our covenant-keeping God. When he makes a promise, he keeps a promise. He said he was going to deliver that problem into their hands. And 7 days later, that little flock of goats killed 100,000 soldiers in spite of all their armaments and all their horses and all their chariots and all their weaponry and all their gear. Our God has promised to never leave us nor forsake us. He never has and he never will. God promised victory and he delivered victory. We can stand on the promises of God. Therefore, we are and we will remain undefeated. Our God, Yahweh, is omniscient. He knows everything there is to know, and nothing catches him by surprise. Just as the enemy knew that Israel was in the valley, just as the enemy knows we're in the valley, guess what? Yahweh knew that Israel was in the valley, and he knows when you're in the valley too. Just as God knew the enemy's plan regarding Israel, God knows the enemy's plan regarding you too. And he'll block it. He'll block it. He will block it if it's his will. And if it's not his will to block it, he'll make it work for your good. The word says all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And just as God had a good plan for Israel, God has a good plan for you. Even when you're in the valley, God knows and he sees and he has a good plan for your life. Yahweh says, "For I know the plans I have for you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Because of all that, we are and we will remain undefeated. Our God, Yahweh, is the God who shows up. Your enemy knows he's got you outnumbered. But guess what? God knows you're outnumbered too. So Yahweh shows up. He showed up for Israel in our text. And he shows up for us. And he gets in the battle with us and turns our little flock of goat selves into an overcomer. We never have to fight alone. And God with us is a majority. God with us is more than the world against us. Romans 8 and 31 says, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" Remember little David, the little shepherd boy. David had God and a slingshot, and that was all he needed to take down the menacing giant in his life, that giant named Goliath. With God on our side, we're giant killers. We're giant killers. We're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, and we are and we will remain undefeated. Our God, Yahweh, is omnipotent, and he's omnipresent. Nothing is too difficult for God. There is no failure in God. He is the God of the mountains and he is the God of the valleys. In other words, God's sovereign power is not limited or confined to any one location or sphere of influence. The Lord Almighty rules and reigns supreme over every place on the earth, every hill and every valley. When God shows up and when the battling armies witness God at work, they learn that God's power has no limits. They find out that God can help faithful people anywhere. So no matter where you are, God is still God. God is still mighty. God is still able. Sickness is no match for God. Death is no match for God. A bad relationship is no match for God. Lack of finances is no match for God. Unemployment is no match for God. Homelessness is no match for God. And because He is your God, and because He is always with you, you are and you will remain undefeated. He's with you in the doctor's office when you get that dreaded diagnosis. And He doesn't leave you when you walk out of there either. He walks with you, and He walks the journey with you. Wherever it takes you, and however long it takes you till you reach the destination He has purposed for your life. The journey may feel random, but it's not. God has already determined where you're going, and because He's omnipotent, He'll get you there. He's with you when a hurricane, a fire, whatever disaster strikes and takes all your material goods. He's standing beside you as you gaze upon the wreckage, and He walks with you when you turn your back and walk away because there's nothing left. And as you're walking, if you listen closely enough, you'll hear Him whisper, "I got you. Cast your cares on Me, for I care for you. I will supply all your needs according to My riches in glory. I didn't bring you this far to leave you." And because He's omnipotent, He will restore. He's there when your loved one leaves you because of dementia or death or divorce. He's with you on your job when your boss or your coworkers are making your life miserable. He's with you when you're down to your last dime or your last can of beans. Listen and you'll hear Him say, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." I got you. You're going to spend some time in the valley. But know this, some of our greatest victories will take place in the valley. Some of our most tremendous triumphs will take place in the valley. Some of our most prolific prizes will be won in the valley. You know why? Because our God is God of the mountaintops and the valley. I like mountaintop experiences, but I've learned to appreciate the valley. You're not supposed to win in the valley. You're not supposed to thrive in the valley. You're not supposed to survive in the valley. And without God, you won't. Without Him, you can do nothing. With Him, you can do all things, and you can endure all things. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We are and we will remain undefeated. You're going to spend some time in the valley. It's inevitable. Jesus warned that in this life you will have trouble. But He also told us to be of good courage because He has overcome the world. And because He has overcome the world, we are and will remain undefeated. But while you're in the valley, I've got some advice for you. Take it. It's from the Word of God. Change your focus from your problem to your God. Colossians 3, 1 and 2 says, "Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. Rein in your fears." Isaiah 43, 1 through 3 says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God." When you get tired, remember, Yahweh never gets tired. Isaiah 40, 28 through 31 says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Remember who you are and whose you are. Romans 8:37-39 says, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. More importantly, guard your thoughts. Philippians 4:8 says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Don't concentrate on all the junk the enemy wants you to. Don't concentrate on all the mess that's in the world. Don't concentrate on all the trouble in your family. Don't concentrate on all the trouble in the church. Don't concentrate on the trouble on your job. Whatsoever things are true and are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And lastly, take everything to the Lord in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer and trust and believe. My brothers and my sisters, we are and we will remain undefeated because we have a God who has everything we need. We have a God who is everything we need. I wish I'd come up with this, but I didn't. Someone wrote, he is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He is the keeper of creation and the creator of all. He is the architect of the universe and the manager of all times. He was, he always is, and he always will be, unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, and never undone. He was bruised and brought healing. He was pierced and eased pain. He was persecuted and brought freedom. He was dead and brought to life. He is risen and brings power. He reigns and brings peace. The world can't understand him. The armies can't defeat him. The schools can't explain him. And the leaders can't ignore him. Herod couldn't kill him. The Pharisees couldn't confuse him. And the people couldn't hold him. Nero couldn't crush him. Hitler couldn't silence him, and the New Age can't replace him. He is light, love, longevity, and Lord. He is goodness, kindness, good gentleness, and God. He is holy, righteous, mighty, powerful, and pure. His ways are right. His word is eternal. His will is unchanging, and his mind is on me. He is my Redeemer, my Savior, my God, and my peace. He is my joy, my comfort, my Lord, and he rules my life. I serve him because his bond is love. His burden is light, and his goal for me is abundant life. I follow him because he is the wisdom of the wise, the power of the powerful, the Ancient of Days, the ruler of rulers. When I fall, he lifts me up. When I fail, he forgives me. When I am weak, he is strong. When I am lost, he is the way. When I am afraid, he is my courage. When I stumble, he steadies me. When I am hurt, he heals me. When I am broken, he mends me. When I am hungry, he feeds me. When I face trials, he is with me. When I face persecution, he shields me. When I face problems, he comforts me. When I face loss, he provides for me. When I face death, he carries me home. He is God. He is faithful. I am his, and he is mine. Shema. Let me add one more line. God is in control. And he is on our side. And so we are and will remain undefeated. Let me tell you one last thing. The ultimate valley experience is found in the life of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Our King of Kings and Lord of Lords became a pauper. He put on filthy flesh and became a curse for us. The enemy tried to defeat him. They took him to a place called Golgotha. And there they nailed him to a cross. He hung there all Friday night. He hung there all day Saturday. But early Sunday morning, he got up. And he didn't just get up. He got up with all power in his hand. He conquered sin, hell, death, and the grave. He's undefeated. And because he's undefeated, we who are saved by the blood of the Lamb are and will remain undefeated. Growing up, I loved boxing. I loved Muhammad Ali. But for the longest time, Muhammad Ali was undefeated. So when they'd introduce him, the ring announcer would say, "The undefeated heavyweight champion of the world." That didn't mean no one ever laid a glove on him. That didn't mean he never got knocked down. It meant that if he got hit, he kept standing. And if he got knocked down, he got back up. And at the end of it all, he was still standing. And his opponent was beaten. The enemy may lay a glove on us, but we're still standing. We may get knocked down, but God is going to get us back up. Because he is the God of the hills. He is the God of the mountains. He is the God of the valleys. God is available, and he's at work in your life. Whether you're on the mountaintop or down in the valley. And because he is who he is in our lives, we don't have to worry about a thing. Ain't God good, y'all? Ain't God good? Listen, if you've been hit a few times and you're still standing, say, "I'm still standing. I'm still standing." If you've been knocked down and God picks you back up, say, "I'm defeated. I am undefeated." I thank and praise God because he's always there. I don't know. I know somebody's out there who needs to hear this morning. You feeling like you can't win. You're about ready to throw in the towel. Don't you do it. Our God is an awesome God, and he reigns forevermore. Because he is your God, he will not let whatever that situation or circumstance is defeat you. Amen. Won't you give God praise?